Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, there's a great new docuseries on Netflix currently streaming. It's called Spy Ops. You guys are going to get into this so big time. This is perfect for our audience. John Lowe is with us. John is the executive producer of the docuseries Spy Ops, and he's right here on the National Defense. John, how are you?
Hello, Randy. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be great because our audience is basically active duty military veterans and their families. So this is tailor made for what they're looking for. Intelligence operatives from, the CIA. You've got who else?
We've got great people from CIA, great people from Mossad, MI6, and we've also got a handful of people from special forces from the U.S. So we've got some Green Berets on, got some Delta Force guys on.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's a really well-rounded series.
Yeah. And just some of these episodes I'm looking at here, the huge one to secretly retrieve a Soviet submarine on the ocean floor. This has got everything in it. Howard Hughes, a 6-year CIA project. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so these stories are really, you know, wilder than fiction. And I think to, you know, many of your listeners, you know, have been involved in global events. I thank you guys for your service and mean that. I was in Manhattan on 9/11 and understand why we've been fighting since then. But when you look at some of these episodes, they're truly hard to believe. And the episodes span from the 1970s till almost as recently as the mid-2010s, and just absolutely amazing. And it's really because of the people. So our military is strong and great because of the people, and these spy agencies are strong and great because of the people working for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to John Lowe here on the National Defense, executive producer of this great new Netflix show, Spy Ops. John, how did you find out about these stories?
So we've been making a documentary series about military affairs and history and spy stories for years. And, you know, when we conceived of this series with Netflix, we all agreed we needed to show them stories that had global impact, that are hard to believe, and will be allowed to be told. So when we're looking for great stories, we want to make sure we can speak to people, to have them come on the show who are speaking from a first-hand perspective, right? We don't want TV commentators coming on telling us what they think.
Right.
We want people telling us what they did. So first, we have to have access to the people who can tell the story, and we need to have the support of the organizations they work for to give them permission to talk about those stories. So there's really those three factors. It's got to be appealing to a global audience. We have to have access to the people. We have to have permission to talk about it.
But some of these projects have been, I mean, I've never heard of them. I mean, they've been hidden away from most Americans for a lot of years, yet you guys were able to get in there and crack open some of these mysteries. Did you get any pushback from anybody on that?
I think that there were some episodes where, you know, some people were a little bit more concerned about appearing in them. Also, some of the people who appear in our episodes are still out there doing things for the U.S. government and others, and were a little reluctant to come on camera. Some of them we interviewed and didn't put them on camera. Others, it's the first time they've ever been on camera. So we do have people who've never been on camera. We have elements to these stories that have never been told. And we also don't want to tell a story that everybody knows and has seen before.
Sure.
When you watch these episodes, you're either going to say, I never even heard of this operation. How could I have not heard of this operation?
Right, right.
This could have ended everything, or this helped us win this. Or you're going to see an episode and say there were elements of it you just never knew happened. Like, for instance, you know, everybody knows that the United States invaded Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. What they do, and they know the some amazing stories, including you know, the story of the Green Beret horsemen who were in Afghanistan soon after the attack. What most people don't know is that CIA had a helicopter in Afghanistan 2 weeks after the 9/11 attacks.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Incredibly fast response time.
Yeah, I did not know that either. At some of these other episodes that you talk about on Spy Ops, the assassination attempt on a Pope, and in 2001, sneak a CIA team into Afghanistan, like just like you talked about. But talk about the Pope assassination. What kind of elements of that are we going to be just surprised about?
So, you know, there, our company made this series, and there are elements to these episodes that most people don't know, and there's plenty of elements that I don't know. So when I, you know, watch the final cut of the episode where, you know, this person shot the Pope, it is shocking when you hear this person being interviewed because this person was an evil genius who managed to come up with four or five conspiracy theories pointing to all different parts of the world, from the CIA to the KGB to the Vatican Bank. He made up stories that said, each of these people told me to shoot the Pope.
Wow.
So he confused everybody so much. Nobody knows what happened. So they just sent him to prison for 20 years. Like, we don't care who told you to do this. You go to jail anyway. And it's an incredible story. That's one of my favorites. One of my other favorites is an episode we have called Taliban Spies, where great American patriot Gary Harrington served in U.S. military, Special Forces, then Delta, then CIA Special Activities Center, where he actually convinces a whole dozens of Taliban members to betray their organization and help stem the flow of IEDs into Afghanistan from Pakistan.
Wow.
Incredible stories. And I think, you know, people listening, you're serving in the military, I know you've seen a lot, you've done a lot, but there are going to be things that even you haven't seen or heard about. And I think you're really going to enjoy the series, and you might even recognize some of the people in the episodes.
Yeah, really. We're talking to John Lowe here at the National Defense EP of the Netflix docuseries Spy Ops. And this is an 8-parter, right, streaming on Netflix. I feel like you could do a 1,000-parter on this, right?
There's definitely more stories to be told. We're hoping to tell them in the future. When we do, love to come back on and tell you and your listeners about it.
Absolutely, John. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck on Spy Ops.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Thanks, everybody.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.